What you doing, gardening?
No. Look at this. I had to replant almost all these stinking hostas. Something's been digging them up. And look, there's a bunch of little holes over here. They've been digging all through this.
I noticed that the other day. He's been digging here and digging there. That's an armadillo.
What?
Yeah, they get in there because we water this area. And so that ground's moist, and he's digging in there trying to get grubs and beetles and bugs, and that's what he feeds on, because all this ground is hard. You know, I mean, so he digs around in these, he's digging around out there in the grass, too, that we water, and he's just looking for those grubs, but he won't quit.
And digging in my flower beds. How do we get rid of him?
I can trap him. I mean, he's been digging over here, too. I mean, I can try to set a trap or something for him. I mean, they'll wander around, because so there's no telling where they're going to be living. Well, there's a hole.
Where?
Right there underneath the kayak shed. See, that's brand new. See? This is what I'm talking about. He's set up a hole right here. He set up a home
underneath
the kayak shed, real close here to
is
the flower
in there?
Bed. He could be. He could be in there. But I guarantee you what he did, he went underneath, because come over here and look. I can see this little spot right here. Guarantee you, he come up underneath there, and that's where he got up underneath the shed. And
then
look,
my goodness.
Come in here. I bet it's, see, it's a big hole. See? Look at that hole.
Oh, my goodness.
See it right there?
Oh.
Yeah. Huge.
Yeah, that is huge. Oh, my goodness. So you think he's in there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You want me to try trapping?
Can we?
Yeah, I'm trapping.
Yeah.
I'm set a trap.
I want to get rid of that thing. He's been all in my flower beds.
Well, now he's living in the kayak shed, so...
I definitely want him out of here.
Yeah, we want him out of here. Let me go get the traps. Okay. Let me go get them.
Is that the trap you're going to use?
Yep.
Okay.
So what this is a cage trap. So it's a live trap. And so armadillos, it's a little bit, you know, they're a little bit more difficult than they are than any other animal to trap. And so like the last time we were trapping raccoons, we were using a dog-proof trap where the raccoon would reach in there to get the bait. Once they would get the bait, it would catch their hand and it would hold them there. Well, armadillos, you know, they have the armor-plated back, the nine-banded armadillo. And so he's got that covering him. Plus, you know, his feet are really like long claws. And so he's not gonna step into anything. You couldn't catch him in a jaw trap, or you couldn't catch him effectively in a snare or a dog-proof trap. So you gotta use a live trap. And this is one of my favorite types of live traps. So what this does is you can set it, you pick up these rings like this, you open up the door, and then it has a trigger right here. See the trigger? This is the trigger. So you set it just like this right here. It goes down, it sets against that trigger, and it holds it there. And so now the trap's open. So then what he does, he comes walking in, and he steps on this trip pan. If I had a stick, I could show you. Here we go, here's a stick. So he walks in through here, he steps on this trip pan. When he steps on the trip pan, there we go. And then these rings, when the door shuts, fall down, and he can't get out. The one neat thing about this type of live trap here is if you were gonna take the animal and you were gonna release it somewhere, you've got a handle here, and of course, if it's a raccoon or something like that, you've got a guard here that protects your hand. Of course, I would always wear gloves. But anyway, if you're gonna take the animal to release it somewhere, all you have to do is just turn this over, and you turn it all the way over, rings fall down, door opens, animal can get out. So that's what I like about this live trap. So again, you know, you're not gonna catch an armadillo in a jaw trap or a snare or a dog-proof trap. You know, there's many ways to catch raccoons and coyotes and different animals like that, but very few ways to catch an armadillo. So I'm going to show you a couple sets here that we're going to use to try to catch this armadillo to keep him from getting in your flower bed, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes.
And so I'm going to take this in there, and we'll make a couple of sets. I'll show you. Hopefully we'll have that dude in the morning. So here we go. All right, so we've come inside the kayak shed here where Mr. Armadillo has dug his hole. And so there's basically only two ways that I've been successful at trapping armadillos. One way is if you happen to know where one of their holes is and you think that there might be one in there, you can use this method. You can also use this method with live traps on other things like skunks under a house or possums under a house or something. When you know where the entryway is and where the exit, where they're coming and going out from underneath the house. Here we know that Mr. Armadillo has dug him a hole right here by Yolanda's flower bed, close to it. So what I've done is I've set this live trap, and the only way the armadillo can come out is to go into this live trap. And so you use natural material. I mean, I just used scrap is all I did. And I've set this live trap. And when I showed you the trigger a while ago, this trigger is what I call set pretty stiff. So I've got it kind of up there pretty high on this bar. So when he hits that trip pan, he's gonna have to go in and it'll take some weight. It's not gonna set off very easy because he's gonna make some movement getting up here on this board. Now, the position of where this was at, I was able to block this side, block this side right here in front. And then what I'll do is I'll put a board to this side of it like this. And I'll put a piece of block right up against it like that. Because the armadillo, when he comes out of here, he's not going to, and I'll probably put another board right there. So basically, he sees daylight through here, or if he comes out at night, whatever, he's going to come through this way right here. Now, so he's totally blocked in. He's not going to spend a whole lot of time trying to claw out or do something like that because he sees the exit right here, okay? And even though that this is his only way option is to come out and get into this trap, I still try to make it as natural as possible. So I use some of the leaves and some of the dirt he dug up, put some leaves down on the wire in there, and I put some dirt on top of the leaves because he's got to commit to coming all the way to the back of that trap to step on that trip pan and have the door shut. So this is one way. This is one method that I've used. And like I said, it can be used for multiple species. But right now we're going to try to catch an armadillo. So only one way in, and then he's caught. Let me show you another way. Let's step outside. All right, so we're going to come to the outside of the kayak shed here again. So the trap that we just set is right on the inside of here. And of course I put this board up blocking the armadillo if he comes out of that hole from coming this way and trying to dig out. So that blocks him in there. And then so what I've done here is I have set another live trap, a little bit bigger live trap than the one that we have in there, same style with the rings and everything. And I had to put a couple bricks towards the back to level up the trap because that's pretty important. You know, you want your trap level. And then I took some material that was from in there because, again, you want to make it as natural as possible. So I took a bunch of the leaves that were in there, and then I took a bunch of the dirt and sprinkled over the leaves that he had dug, and then there was a drop-off here about 3 inches, and so I put some leaves there, and I put this dirt here. And so here's the idea when it comes to trapping an armadillo, and here's the thing. I've only been successful at it in two ways, that way, but primarily this way. And you could set this trap right out in the middle of the yard because when it comes to armadillos, here's the thing. They don't have great eyesight. I mean, I've snuck up right behind these dudes before, and they're pretty funny because they'll jump about 3 foot off the ground or 4 foot when you scare them, so that's usually a lot of fun. But they don't have great eyesight, and their hearing is not that great as well. But they have a very keen sense of smell. And so that's what you see. I mean, that's why you see them hit so many times on the road. They're just wandering around aimlessly, no particular direction, right? They're just wandering around, and they're looking for food. And so they do that with their nose. They're smelling, and they're trying to find that fertile soil that has the grubs. That's one of their favorite foods is grubs, beetles, bugs, ants, I mean, anything like that, because they have a long snout, and they have that long tongue that goes out because their teeth are kind of like peg teeth. They don't have, like, canines or anything. So that's the kind of stuff they eat. So with the idea of that, I've been real successful at setting traps like this and using a 1x12. And that's what this board is, a 1x12. And really, the longer, the better. I think this one's 12 foot long, but I've even used another one and made it 24 foot long if I was setting this trap out in the middle of the yard. And you could actually make it into a V. So right now, we know the armadillo is using this area. He's been digging in Yolanda's flower bed. He's been digging here in the yard. He's got a hole in here. So I've got that trap set, and hopefully I'll catch him coming out of his den hole. If he's not in there, because here's what they'll do. They'll dig holes here and there, and they kind of use them as motel rooms. When they, you know, whenever they're in the area, they've got a place to stay, right? So he may or may not be in there, but he's going to come back to this area. And so what he'll do, he'll come through here, and here's what the old armadillo will do. You really ain't got to worry about him knocking this over if you've got it pretty firm, and I do have this firm with these blocks, and I ain't got to worry about him digging under it, because what he'll do, he'll come through here, and he's sniffing around. Remember, he can't see real good, and he comes up against this wall, and he just follows it right on down, sniffing the ground, and then he'll go right in here to this trap. Yeah, because he's just thinking it's going to follow it right against the wall. Wham, I've caught him. And again, if you just had an armadillo digging in your yard and you just really didn't have a good place to set it against a wall and use one board, you can do this right in the middle of your yard. And what you would do, you'd just take the trap, you'd make sure it's on a level foundation, and you would set it there, and you would just put wings just like this, just like a V. And then the armadillo would come through, and no matter which side he was on, it would just funnel him right into this trap. So that's the idea. Hopefully we'll catch him tonight within a night or two, because again, sometimes they just kind of wander here and there, but you know here he'll end up coming back. But these are the two ways that I've been successful at catching armadillos, and I don't know, you know, possum on a half shell, maybe armadillo for supper. You know, I've heard of people eating armadillo before. I don't know. We may have to try that. I don't know. But anyway, we'll come back in the morning and see if we catch this dude, all right? You know, at times I think we can be a lot like this armadillo. Without a good vision or focus on the right thing, we wander, searching to be filled. And at times we neglect to hear what we need to be listening to. We turn a deaf ear to those that try to steer us in the right direction. All of this can lead us to the same fate as this armadillo, hopefully, because we would get trapped in our sin and in a dangerous place. Instead, we should follow the words in Hebrews 12 that says, "Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith." When we keep our eyes focused on Christ and His mission, our paths will be made straight. No more aimlessly wandering around like the old armadillo, hoping to find our way. Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Do you believe that? It's time to focus our eyes on Christ. And the best way to do that is to spend time in His Word, the Bible. Let's listen to His truth and focus on it and then follow it. Now, I've got to get back to catching some of these armadillos. I don't think I want my wife finding her flower bed dug up again. I'll see you next time in the great outdoors. You know, armadillos are cool, though, because, like, when they have babies, they usually have, like, four quadruplets, and they're either all boys or all girls.
Listen,
isn't that cool?
I did not need to know anything about armadillos except for you catch it and we get rid of it. That's it.
Have for supper, I hear they taste like chicken.
I am not eating an armadillo.
You never know.